That was Peach Pyramid with the song Wear Sunscreen from the album Bright Blue. Before that, we heard Rainbow's End with the song All Right, Fine, Black Lab Mix. And before that, we heard Transistor Riot with the song Not Quiet. And at the top, Oblomov. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. I hope you check out Music Waste this weekend. And if you can, throw some money their way. I know they could really use it. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's looking like the weather will be very fine. And hope things are looking up for you. It's been a rough slog. And going to close out with a band that isn't playing Music Waste this year, but I remember first seeing them at Music Waste, I think in 2010, at Brandy's and Brandeis. I should clarify, Brandeis. And they melted my face. I came in and they were just, it was three, I mean, it's a four piece, but two guitarists and a bassist facing each other, screaming into microphones. It was incredible. So this is Slam Dunk. This song is from their first record called The Shivers, but I'm going to play a live track, which I've been doing to, you know, acknowledge that we don't get to see live music right now. So this is a live version of that song from The Shivers called Bleacher Lovin', and this was recorded live at CFUV, our partner, our sister station, is that right? Our radio colleague over in Victoria, which has the same frequency. They are also 101.9 FM. So this is live at CFUV in August 2011, and this is Slam Dunk to close out this very special Music Waste edition of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Well, if you're breathing, you're surviving. That's how people live and die. Give me flesh and I hold on to stay. My head makes me stronger. Oh, killing birds, count the snow. Watch out, take off being bomb. You feel rough and it's showing. It's up here, oh, not nowhere. Oh, people need to think things over. Everyone says it's getting cold. Maybe cold, but I can breathe. Put some words to what I'm feeling. I just wanna ride my bike, ride my bike. I just wanna ride my bike.
You are listening to Cushy Radio. This week we're starting with Niff Ram. We're getting ready for Music Waste. We're going to be playing artists on that bill today. The song is called Sublime, and I'm Allie Laube. I'll tell you more about Music Waste and this show after this song.
It's gonna take time, but you'll be alright. And you look back and laugh at all of these times. And don't be scared to come face to face with yourself again. What do I know? I'm just a floating thought. All these days that we forgot. You'll be alright, don't be scared.
Broadcasting
live from
Uncheated Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
Welcome to Cushy Radio. I'm Allie Laube, and you are listening to CITR. Here on this show, what I try to do is play underrepresented and marginalized performers. That's primarily Black and Indigenous people of color, as well as specifically LGBTQ+ and folks with disabilities or folks who are homeless or transient. So those are some of the communities that we've been serving primarily this year. And when I say Black and Indigenous people of color, I mean Black people, Indigenous people, and other people of color. Music Waste is an event that I am very lucky to have participated in on their community council. So I was one of the people who helped put this lineup together through voting. The event is going to be streaming online on Thursday from 7 to 8, Friday from 7 to 9, and 5:30 to 8, and Sunday from 3 to 5 at musicwaste.ca. Check it out. There's going to be some amazing local talent. So that's Thursday through Sunday evenings, and the lineup and schedule is on the website. Niv-Ram will be on it, and so will Devours this next act. The song is called Grape Crush. This is the Music Waste episode of Cushy Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm Ali Laube, the regular host. We have a little bit of news at Cushy Entertainment aside from the Music Waste stuff. One of them is that We have some board members coming and going. Christina Lau will be leaving, Sukhmani Pirwal will be coming, and Rain Fisher Kwan is our new social media manager. So that's all very exciting stuff at Cushy Entertainment. We also just finished doing a show for Neela, recording a set for her, which will be coming out in July. So stay tuned for our release of the Downtown Eastside Artist Showcase and of Neela's performance. It looks like we might have some gatherings happening again in Vancouver come September, so please do follow us. We may have even more news for you soon. It's Cushy Entertainment, that's Cushy with a C, Entertainment, on Instagram. And I would love to remind you that Music Waste is happening Thursday through Sunday evenings this week. And Music Waste is a music festival that CITR has been helping to throw for a very long time. Definitely spend at least a couple minutes checking out the programming. That track you just heard was Grape Crush by Devours. Now we're going to listen to Family by Francis Baptiste, who is also on the community council with me. This song is powerful, and Francis is a wonderful person.
We talk, this and job. We talk.
That was Francis Baptiste with Family. And I am very excited about the fact that everything that we have on the show today is local. Every single little thing. At least it is from musicians who have been a part of this community for a long time. Maybe not people who've all been born here, but people who are here now. And this next act is Little Sprout. I have been incredibly inspired by Little Sprout over the years. Little Sprout was a huge part of the stylistic inspirations that I pulled from the Vancouver music scene, so always happy to play them on the radio. I also got to interview them years and years ago when I was a little baby. This is Fake Cake, Hellcat, Little Sprout. And don't forget that they're going to be performing at Music Waste, so if you like this, check it out.
I could be
Love it. That was Little Sprout. I am so happy that Little Sprout is still making music and that they're going to be on the bill for Music Waste Thursday through Sunday evenings. I want you to give it a listen. These bands are worth your time, for real. We listened through all of the submissions. We listened to everything that was offered. And the way that the Music Waste panel works is that everybody votes, and then those votes are tallied and counted. So it's pretty democratic. In terms of the number of people who are on the jury, there's like an open call and anyone can join. So I like the way that this lineup was chosen. I think it's kind of cool. I've never done anything like this before. So definitely give a little bit of your time to the acts who are being showcased today if you're a fan of local music, because why not? I mean, we've had a year outside of the music scene. How else are you supposed to get connected? And how else are you supposed to figure out who you want to see on the other side? So this is Oblomov. They've been doing it in Vancouver for a while, and they are also spectacular.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey, I'm Ali Laube and you're listening to Cushy Radio. Hi. The song that we just listened to together is called Brick by Oblomov. And we're going to be listening to some more local for the next half hour today. Thanks for joining us on the show. Super happy to have you, and very happy to hear your feedback, as always. I'm quite receptive. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. I'm at smallest_princessa, or you can email me at alaobayfreelancing@gmail.com or info@cushyentertainment.com, and I'll get back to you. This next song is by Transistor Riot and Joseph Baker. And I know a lot of the people in this group, and they're all awesome. If you want to support a mostly trans lineup, I mean, Transistor Riot is a mostly trans lineup, then give them a listen. Also, if you like Death From Above, then you'll probably like Transistor Riot. This is Not Quiet.
Listen, the corporate omission, the signal is shines through.
Transistor Riot with Not Quiet featuring Joseph Baker. If you were already a part of the Cushy Redgate indie scene before the pandemic, then you might have seen Joseph Baker at shows. He's always the one who's dancing like as hard as possible, doing like back bends and like snap ups, and I think I've even seen him do a dead drop. Like, Joe is an amazing dad. He's the life of the party, and he's been doing it since I was like 16, I think, or like 17. Like, it's been a long time, and I hope he's still doing it. Joe, if you're listening, I hope you're still dancing like mad on the other end. This next song is All Right Fine. The Black Lab mix, Rainbow's End. This is a very underground track. You will probably not find this anywhere else, so enjoy it. It's not the deep cut today, but it could be, you know? Anything that was mixed and recorded at Black Lab could definitely be a deep cut. That's a venue on Made in Hastings.
Hours on a Friday night.
You're listening to Cushy Radio, and that was All Right Fine, Rainbow's End. That was mixed at Black Lab. If you haven't been there before, it's on Main and Hastings. Very dingy. Very fun. Hoping that they're able to open up on the other side. The next song we're going to be listening to today is by Redress. It's called Plain Ring. And I honestly would love to see Redress live after this. I don't think that I have actually been able to see them perform live very much, so make sure that you give that a listen. Don't be fooled by the smooth sultriness of this voice. It was brought to you by my close friend, B, who ordered me a caramel macchiato and a breakfast sandwich, even though I don't have any coffee in my house. I love you. Thank you for making radio better for everyone. You hear how smooth that is? That's a caramel macchiato voice right there.
Thank you. Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
That was Redress with Plain Ring, and now we're going to listen to Lil Baby Forever. And that is spelled L-I-L-B-A-B-E-E-E, and then four, the number four, Eva. Andia is the name of this song. It's A-N-D-Y-A, like Andy with an A on the end. And there's so much diversity on this Music Waste lineup, which I think was very intentional. The Music Waste lineup in the past has been quite repetitive. We've seen a lot of the same bands and a lot of the same sounds. This year, that's changed. We're seeing some new people and we're seeing some new sounds and some new styles, and I think that's really cool. We're also going to be able to listen to some people who have like changed their sound over the pandemic. Again, Music Waste will be happening from Thursday to Sunday evenings, so if you're interested, tonight's the night it starts and it'll be going for the rest of the weekend. This is Lil Baby Forever with Andia. And if you like it, as always, look it up. That was Lil Baby Forever with Andia. If you like that, then you're probably going to like a lot of the stuff on the Music Waste bill. I am happy to be hearing more electronic music at Music Waste. I think that's really cool. Some more things to tell you about the event before we move on to this next band for the day. This festival has been a part of the Vancouver music scene for a really, really, really long time. They're having to adapt to the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously, so there's going to be pre-recorded performances and digital offerings with a focus on an eclectic lineup of performers. If you're a big fan of, like, events that have a bunch of different kinds of music in them, then you're gonna like this. There's like country, there's dancecore, there's punk, there's indie, there's electronic, there's dream pop, there's afropop, there's chiptune. Like, there's just so much to choose from. There's really gonna be someone for everybody performing this week. I'm Allie Laube, and you're listening to Cushy Radio, and the next song that we're going to be playing on the show today is Small Orbit, Snow Fort. Small Orbit is another great indie name in the scene, and someone who I am just dying to watch perform live, so I will definitely be watching their set.
The night that you died, the town that I'm from set fire with snow, couldn't fly.
I'm such a huge fan of a Big Finish. Delicious. That was Small Orbit, another local band on the show today. The song's called Snow Fort. And out of all of these bands that are on the show, I feel like maybe Small Orbit is the one that I've seen perform in the last, like, 2 years. And they are great. And also Little Sprout and Devours, of course. Duh. Haven't been able to see a lot of these people play, though, which is so sad. So I'm really looking forward to Music Waste this weekend. This next track is by Big Rig. It's called Crying in a Corn Maze. That is such a relatable vibe, even though I've never done it before. I can really picture myself crying in a corn maze, to be honest. I mean, it's quite an overwhelming environment. You're getting lost. You have to pay to be there. People might jump out and try to scare you. It reminds you of The Shining. You might get lost. Your anxiety disorder might get triggered, etc., etc. I understand. This is Big Rig. Was Crying in a Corn Maze by Big Rig. And I am Allie, also known as Big Al, also known as Small Fry, also known as I can't do the Erykah Badu thing. I don't have enough cool nicknames. Someone else has to give me a cool nickname. I've only had like embarrassing nicknames throughout my life, and that doesn't ring the same. Although I do go by Big Al. I did, at least. Moving on from that embarrassing divulgence of my personal life, we're going to be listening to Kylie V, who I just love. Like, I could talk about Kylie V all day, every day, never get bored of it, because Kylie is a rising star, still rising. I think that they're just going to be a rising star forever. For me, Kylie is like the next boy genius in one person. Like, Kylie is an amazing non-binary queer songwriter who has been making music since they were, like, literally a child. Like, a, like, very, very young, like, pre-puberty vibes. And then are growing up with a music scene. And I saw their first show. And years later, still following everything they're doing, they put out a record called Big Blue that just blew my mind this year. And I think that they're just going to keep getting better. So check out Kylie V. That's K-Y-L-I-E. This song is called 5'10". I almost didn't put it on the show because it is slower, but everyone deserves to hear Kylie and to know that they are performing this weekend. I am a fan. Gorgeous voice, beautiful guitar.
Side of the highway, 500 clicks. Time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlach, Chairman.
You heard him. You're listening to CITR Cushy Radio, and I'm Allie Laube. This week I am promoting Music Waste because it's happening and it only happens once a year. Music Waste Festival is organized and hosted on the unceded and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. In the stolen land colonially known as Vancouver. If you want to have a schedule to check out, then go to the website. If you want a commemorative pass that has some cute special art on it and will get you into like literally anything you want, then give it a whirl on the website. Check it out. There's also an email that you can contact if you're curious. Michaela Cochran is the one that you want to get at, and it's musicwaste.media@gmail.com. Definitely invest a little bit of your time into arts and culture. I know it's been a long time since we've had to do it, but it feels good, it's special, it's important, and it's important for not just you, also for the artists, and for the general arts economy. Like, this community needs to come back together again. So, start early with Music Waste, if you can. It's been around for 27 years. Can you believe that? Music Waste has been around for 27 years. It's an 100% volunteer-run festival, and profits are shared evenly by artists. So, I mean, what more reason do you need? It's all right there. This is Bird Boy at Home Online.
Thank you.
Master.